Hi there. So this is an extract from a bonus episode that is now available on the show's Patreon page for $3 a month. If you'd like to hear more of this episode or of one of the other many, I think, very good bonus episodes that are currently available up there now, and of course more to come in the future, then just head over to the show's Patreon page and become a patron for at least $3 a month. This month's bonus episode is the second episode in our look through the Poems of the Exeter book, which is going to be quite a long-lasting project. So if you're interested in learning more about Anglo-Saxon poetry and the particular poems, some of the more famous ones and some of the lesser well-known ones from Anglo-Saxon England, then I highly recommend heading over there and seeing what's available. The subject of this week's episode is Christ to the Ascension, written by the poet Cynewulf. Much like the Advent lyrics, the second of the Christ poems, which I'll refer to here as the Ascension, is focused on another key moment from the Christian story, the Ascension of Christ 40 days after the crucifixion. The poem is one of four written by the mysterious poet Cynewulf, who drew on a wide array of scriptural and extra-biblical sources in the creation of this piece and his others. The Ascension is the Exeter book's longest poem, even with a leaf missing from partway through. Unlike the Advent lyrics, the Ascension is a single coherent work, clearly modelled on the homilies that were composed and read during the Mass. We can tell that this was Cynewulf's inspiration, not only because of the prominence of homiletic sources he used, particularly the 29th homily of Gregory the Great, but also due to the deliberate play on typical homiletic forms which open and close the poem. So, for example, many homilies began with an address to the beloved people, men tha leophestan in Old English, gathered to hear the words of the priest. The Ascension begins with an address to Mon Semara, the illustrious man, who Cynewulf encourages to eagerly explore spiritual mysteries. Yeon Licha Gast Yerinum. Exactly who this illustrious man is debated. It's possible that he is a creation of Cynewulf's, meant to emulate the homiletic tone of his sources. It's also possible that he was a patron of some kind. Cynewulf, we assume, was a monk, although we don't really know much about him, so it's not clear if he would have needed a patron as such in the way that later writers like Shakespeare did, but it is possible that he wrote at the request of someone who wanted a poetic meditation on the Ascension and its importance to the overall Christian message. This person could have been a layman, it could also have been another ecclesiastic, we don't really know. The important thing is that it clearly demonstrates the extent to which Cynewulf approached this poem as essentially a verse homily, a text meant to expound on the text of Scripture and its deeper meanings. When seen in that way, who exactly the illustrious man is ultimately isn't that important, at least not to the overall impact of the poem itself. Typical of Cynewulf's poetry, he adopts here the language and imagery of heroic poetry when addressing his religious subject matter, a habit he, like the author of the poem The Dream of the Rood, probably drew partly from ingrained Old English poetic custom and partly from the Latin Christian poetry that was the staple of early medieval monastic education. Since the idea was that education not only had to teach something new, but also provide moral lessons.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having a lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.